decisions and behavior. Now that former intelligence official John Brennan says
Mr. Trump decided to take this action, as he's done with others, to try to intimidate and suppress any criticism of him or his administration.
Brennan speaking on NBC News.
This is not going to deter me at all. I'm going to continue to speak out.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that it was done because Brennan lied to the American public on a variety of sensitive issues. First-time jobless claims were down by 2,000 last week from the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
After the release of a grand jury report on the sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania over decades, the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. is defending himself. The report alleges more than 300 priests abused over 1,000 children over a course of decades, and it accuses current Washington Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl of protecting abusive priests during his 18 years as Archbishop of Pittsburgh. He addressed the issue at a mass yesterday.
The pain and the suffering is something that we need to accept responsibility for in helping survivors.
He didn't address his role in the report at the service, but denies the allegations. U.S. and Mexican law enforcement agencies are now setting up a joint team to target the leaders and finances of Mexico's drug cartels. The chief of operations for the Drug Enforcement Administration saying the cartels exist for the sole purpose of making money, and that's why going after cartel finances is crucial to stopping the flow of drugs and stopping the violence associated with it. A report on housing starts coming in below what experts predicted. They rose 0.9% in July to an annualized rate of 1.168 million, less than the 1.271 million units analysts were expecting. And recapping our top story, Aretha Franklin has died at 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 77 degrees. No, it's 86 degrees. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, high of 91. Friday, there'll be a high of 89 with thunderstorms and showers, likely mainly after 2 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and then clearing out for Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 80 both days.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
The Library Show with the stars Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, Art Carney, and Joyce Randolph. On today's show, there's only one more HCL Outdoor Summer Concert to go this summer. Ray Vaughn performed last night at the Main Library in Route 12. We'll tell you all about it. Only a couple of weeks left until National Library Card Month. It's your opportunity to save money at local businesses with your library card during the month of September. We have a list of the participating businesses for 2018. And just as Jennifer's thinking all the earth is still, a lark will wake up in the meadow. Entries are now being accepted for the HCL Amateur Photography Show, our fall concert schedule, some trivia, all that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
I think I want to open our show every week that way. We close our show with Lawrence Welk. Why not?
Why not?
Honeymooners. Were you a fan of that show?
I never really watched it a whole lot. I'm kind of surprised because my father was a city boy, so.
So that show still holds up. If you ever watch it, it's still funny.
But I have a question. You're like mixing not quite metaphors, but you do Honeymooners and then you quote Oklahoma.
Oh, that's what I always do, Jennifer. Morning. And a program note, by the way, Art Carney and Joyce Randolph will not be joining us on the radio show today. I believe they both passed away.
Why not?
Several, maybe a decade ago? It's been a while.
But I just read a book where some of the it was a dinner party. It was like the five people you want to most have dinner with, and half of them were ghosts.
Five people you meet in heaven.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
about?
No.
It's a new book coming out, The Dinner List. And for her 30th birthday, young woman said these.
Once again, Jennifer talks about a book that only she has read, not available to the general public.
Oh, I think it is.
Okay. So back to the Honeymooners. Art Carney, great actor, Jennifer. Did he do anything else besides the Honeymooners? I'm drawing a blank at what else he was in. He was in movies and things, right?
Let's see.
Funniest episode of the Honeymooners, Jennifer. If someone tells you here, you have to sit down and watch one episode of the Honeymooners, which one will it be? This is the one you asked for. Ready? So Ralph has to go on a game show. Ralph is Jackie Gleason. Are you familiar with the show?
Yes.
Okay. So Ralph has to go on some music trivia show. So he needs to practice. So Ed Norton, Art Carney, plays the piano. So he comes over, and Ralph is a genius with music. He knows all the songs. So Ed would play a song on the piano, and Ralph would know like every song he played. The only catch was before Ed Norton played a song, he had to warm up by playing a bar of Suwannee River, and it's eventually just started driving Ralph crazy. Like, why do you got to do that? Blah blah blah. But then he played a song, and Ralph would know all these obscure songs, right? So he gets on the show, and the first question, either the first question or the big money question is, who wrote Suwannee River?
And they don't know.
He doesn't know, even though we heard it 5,000 times.
Oh, how funny.
Classic Honeymooners.
Classic. He was in The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Really? That's his...
That's the only...
No, Jennifer, that cannot be his greatest movie role.
His last movie role was The Last Action Hero. He was in Where Pigeons Go to Die.
Really?
He really...
No. Well, I'm thinking of him in something else, and I'm drawing a blank. Maybe it's another TV show.
He didn't do a whole lot.
That's a shame, because he was so good in that show.
I mean, he did a lot, but
maybe he typecast himself.
But nothing...
Okay, Jennifer, we need to move on.
All right, well,
I didn't mean to talk
night.
This much about the Honeymooners.
That's all right. Tell me about... You never mean to talk that much about anything.
Rave On, Jennifer, was the band that performed in our outdoor concert last night. Beautiful evening at the Huntington County Library. We were joined by about... I'm going to guess 300 patrons.
Nice.
Or so. It's hard to count. So Ray Vaughn is a trio, a drummer, a bassist, and Chris Rozelle, lead guitarist, vocalist. And they play all the hits of early rock and roll, Buddy Holly, Healthy Dose of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and then Chuck Berry, et cetera, et cetera. They actually tested the audience, and you know our audience is a little elderly. They played a Kiss song. And the audience actually enjoyed it.
Well, but if you think about it, Kiss was in the 70s.
Right.
Which was how many years ago?
No, they said they wanted to play a song from when they were growing up instead of when their parents
were growing up. But that was like 40 years ago, so yeah. What song did they play?
They play the I Want to Rock and Roll All Night. Yes. And they did a great, they're a great band. And actually, they play at a breakneck speed. Like, they finish a song, you know, all the songs of the 50s.
It's like the drummer keeps going.
Or 14 seconds long, right? Yeah. And he just, bang, right in the next song. They must have played 300 songs last night.
Nice.
No, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. Maybe 40?
One for each person.
For an hour and a half show, you got your money's worth. And the people really enjoyed it. So that's Rave On. If you would like to hear this band yourself and miss last night's show, just go Google them online. They play all over the area. I believe they're in Lawrenceville tonight, actually. Rave On. And then we have one more summer concert next week, next Wednesday, August 22nd. It's at the North County Branch Library, which is located on Halsted Street in Clinton, New Jersey. The Summer Swing Orchestra, Jennifer. We'll be playing all your big band hits. Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, et cetera, the Summer Swing Orchestra. So a nice evening. Hopefully the weather will cooperate because this concert was supposed to be a couple weeks ago, but the rain prohibited it from happening.
I think it's actually supposed to be a very, very nice night. They will be at...
Jennifer, we don't know the weather an hour from now. How are they going to predict the week from now?
They're going to be at the Whedon Park Summer Concert Series in Lawrenceville tomorrow. Monday night, they're going to be at the Plumstead Library in New Egypt.
Have you been to the Plumstead Library?
I have
not. You're talking about it like it's some great library.
I have not. August 26th, they're going to be... There's no details on that yet. But they're going to be up in Warren County at the Cultural and Heritage.
By the way, I'm impressed that you got my Oklahoma reference.
Thank you. Really? Thank you. It was subtle, I have to say.
No, it wasn't.
Chris will be playing at the Oldrick Cellars on Friday, September 7th.
Oh, yeah? Christopher's just him. Solo. Yeah, he does solo sometimes. Yeah. Okay. You're giving me a lot of dead air over there.
I'm sorry.
You're just scrolling on the computer.
So, yeah, look for Rayvon's website and they will.
Okay, let's go to our first commercial break. I know it's a couple minutes early, but we'll come back with Today in History. We've got information about our discount with your library card promotion and a lot more on today's library show.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Run
Welcome back to the Library Show. My name is Jim Thatch. I'm sitting across from Jennifer Winberry, who's deeply involved in social media right now. So maybe we'll get her engaged shortly. It's time for Today in History. Yet this doesn't do it, nothing will. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date. Today is August 16th, 2018. I'll ask her about some events that happened in years past, and I'll also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on this date. I actually only have two people who have died on this date, Jennifer.
And now we have
two. And they are both the leading people of their field, so it's the easiest day in history of all time. Okay. So let's get started, Jennifer. Let's go back to August 16th, 1777. Yes, indeed, it is American Revolutionary War history, Jennifer. One of the biggest battles, most important battles of the American Revolution took place on this date. General John Stark routs British and Brunswick troops under Friedrich Bomb. Where, Jennifer? Big battle. 1777, obviously early in the Revolutionary War. Little hint in case they didn't pick up on that. Things weren't looking good for the colonists up to this point, Jennifer. No? The Battle of Bennington.
Oh, I should have known.
Bennington, Vermont, Jennifer.
My parents were just there.
So actually, technically, the Battle of Bennington, Vermont took place in Wallumsack, New York. Coincidentally, they call it the Battle of Bennington. Here's some more trivia. Free trivia for you, Jennifer. They call it the Battle of Bennington, and they built a big obelisk, a Bennington Battle Monument, on the site of the munitions store that the British were heading for when they were intercepted by John Stark and the colonists. So they got close, but no cigar. So actually, there's a statue of John Stark, I believe, at the Bennington Battle Monument, pointing toward the battlefield, which was a couple miles away in New York State. But a huge battle, one of the first American battles, and it kind of up to, at that point, people were just walking out thinking this was a lost cause, Jennifer. There's no way we're beating the biggest military power on Earth. But John Stark proved them wrong. Why are you smiling at me? This is not interesting to you?
It is.
I thought you were a war buff. You and your husband loved military history.
Not revolution. No, he doesn't love revolutionary.
No. Mm-mm. He's a free man because of the Revolutionary War, Jennifer. He doesn't love it.
He's not a free man, trust me.
What is his favorite era of military history
then?
World
War II.
World War II? Yeah. Definitely?
Yes.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Well, we were not oppressed nation in World War II, Jennifer.
World War I is a second favorite.
Favorite wars. I'd have to give that some thought, Jennifer, but I'd have to say the Revolutionary War would be mine.
You obviously have a favorite battle.
Bennington?
Yes.
No. Actually, interesting story. So there's a museum up there, and they thought they had the oldest flag that flew at the Battle of Bennington, and they had it carefully preserved in the museum, and then they found out it wasn't the flag from that battle. Oh, well. Okay, Jennifer, 1858, Jennifer. U.S. President James Buchanan. Is he one of your favorite presidents?
What are you doing over there? Very squeaky. Not particularly.
Okay, James Buchanan, Jennifer. He exchanged his greetings with Queen Victoria. Now, James Buchanan is in the U.S. and Queen Victoria is in the United Kingdom. How did they exchange greetings?
They used the telephone for the first time.
Correct, but what first came? I guess I
The transatlantic.
Oh, very good. Cable. You're all over it. The transatlantic telegraph cable. So it's a telegraph, Jennifer, the telephone. Telephone was invented until the 1870s, I believe.
Okay. It was the cable, though.
Yes.
For.
And actually, like a week or so later, that it got shut down because it wasn't working properly. But this was, I believe, the first telegraph cable across the Atlantic Ocean. James Buchanan.
Good to know he's got something going.
Talking to Queen Victoria.
Very nice.
I wonder what they said.
I don't know.
Was Queen Victoria in her years where she was depressed because her husband died and she got to know that Abdul guy and they made
the
movie?
That was later.
Oh, she was still...
That was at the end of her life.
When was the end of her life? When did she die?
Late 1800s, early 19.
You're just guessing.
I'm not guessing.
Stop guessing
I
over there.
I am not guessing. I am giving you an approximation.
Okay, 1930, Jennifer. This is going to be impossible, but for the person. I'm just going to tell you the thing, and then I'll ask you a follow-up question. The
1901, she died, see?
1901? You gave me a span of 30 years. So
I did not.
Congrats on that correct answer. The first color sound cartoon, Jennifer, is created on this date, August 16th, in 1930. It's called Fiddlesticks and is made by Ubba Iwerks. Unusual name. Ubba Iwerks. Who was Ubba Iwerks? What is Ubba Iwerks most famous in his life for doing?
Is it Heckle and Jekyll?
No.
The Crows?
He's not.
Nope, don't know.
Any idea?
Nope.
Ubba Iwerks is the first person to draw one Mickey Mouse for Walt Disney.
I thought that was black and white.
No, but that's what Ubba Iwerks is most famous for doing.
But wasn't the first color cartoon?
Fiddlesticks. I don't know. It was just the first color sound cartoon, Jennifer. 1930. He was working with Disney at this time, I think he did leave briefly for a little while. But then he came back to Disney and did other movies developed a lot of cartooning firsts, for 101 Dalmatians. But Ubba Iwerks, the first person that drew Mickey Mouse for the cartoons.
Hmm.
No one would ever get that. And then finally, Jennifer, your Beatles history. I think I might have just given this away. Ringo Starr replaces this drummer who was discharged on this date in 1962. On the doorstep of fame, their drummer gets discharged, Jennifer.
Is it Peter somebody?
Peter is correct.
Peter what?
He's not the worst.
Best.
Pete Best.
Pete Best.
Pete Best, the drummer of the Beatles, all through their Hamburg years and their early fame.
You should be pleased that I remembered that much.
And to this day, Paul McCartney and unfortunately John Lennon can't answer anymore, doesn't give a straight answer on why he was discharged. Many people think it was because Lennon and McCartney were jealous that all the girls liked him. It was his drumming, a lot of different reasons. But I think it was his drumming. Ringo Starr was a superior drummer. He was actually in a band called Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, which was a superior band until the Beatles went to Hamburg. And
the rest is history.
Yeah.
Okay. Kiko, can you text them and tell them to move on, please?
Kiko's in Puerto Rico.
They all have power back, according to...
Thanks to
news.
Kiko, I think.
Yippee.
I think Kiko single-handedly brought power back to Puerto Rico.
Well done, Kiko.
So thank you, Kiko Murillo, for doing that. 1948, Jennifer died on this date in 1948. Sad day for baseball. Babe Ruth.
The Sultan of SWAT. The.
What can you tell me about the Bambina?
He played for the New York Yankees in the 20s. He had the home run record. For a very long time?
Yes. You can't get really specific, can you, about
nope.
The greatest player to ever... Is he the greatest player ever to play the game?
I would say so.
Won 4 World Series with the Yankees. People always think it's more.
Yeah, because the Yankees have won so many.
And it's a new book about him called Big Fella.
Big Fella.
Coming up from HarperCollins this fall. Correct?
Very good.
So pick that one up. I hear it's very good. They talk about his barnstorming days, where I said that we have a little family history about this. My mother's uncle played with him on the South Orange team on the day the stock market crashed. Ruth and Gehrig ventured down and played ball. My other mother's uncle was the bat boy, and he greeted us for the rest of his life with this saying, Jennifer, shake the hand of the man who shook the hand of Babe Ruth. That's how much of an impact it had on him.
Wow.
So very interesting. And then Babe Ruth gave my mother's uncle a bat that they auctioned off a few years ago for...
You mentioned that, yeah.
$25,000 or something like
crazy.
That. And then finally, Jennifer also died on the same date as Babe Ruth, the most famous musician of all time. Who would that be?
Elvis.
Elvis Aaron Presley. Died on this date.
No Bournes?
I have no... Nobody struck my fancy today, Jennifer.
Today is Laura Ines.
So when you think of what... Quickly, when you think of Elvis Presley, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? peanut butter and banana sandwiches?
TCB.
Taking Care of Business? Why?
Because he loved that song and he had that big ring made.
And it was on the side of his plane or something.
Yeah.
The Memphis Mafia was his buddies, and that was their motto, Jennifer. That's like the creepy Elvis years. Don't you like early Elvis?
No, I know it was. But
favorite Elvis song? You don't know any, do you?
No, I do. Viva Las Vegas. I don't.
Viva Las Vegas.
I don't have a favorite Elvis song. I don't. Oh, In the Ghetto. I like In the Ghetto.
Oh, okay. Elvis had a pretty popular career back in the late 50s, Jennifer.
I heard about that. Like Love Me Tender.
Kind of invented rock and roll, kind of.
That's what you're looking for?
And then you're telling me about songs that were written for those. Still, my point stands about Elvis Presley. I think the greatest star of all time, because no other celebrity could have made 35 of the most horrendous movies possible and still be a big star. It would have killed their careers, but not Elvis Presley.
Not Elvis Presley.
How many movies that Elvis made can you name? I just mentioned it made 35 or 36. Could you name five?
Oh, I doubt it.
How many could you name?
He did something
You
about,
said one.
Oh, Viva Las Vegas. There was something about him in Hawaii.
There's a couple.
Okay, so there's three.
No, that's not three. I need the exact titles.
I don't know. Something about him in the Navy. You know, Bye Bye Birdie is based on Elvis.
Don't get off the topic.
It's on the
You can name one out of 36 Elvis movies.
Yep.
One.
One.
That's horrific.
Can you name five?
I'm horrified.
Name
we're lucky
five.
We're not on TV here. Can I name five? Blue Hawaii.
Oh,
Paradise
yeah.
Hawaiian Style. Kissing Cousins. Love Me Tender. Jailhouse Rock.
I said two because I said Love Me Tender.
Okay. Jailhouse Rock. Kid Creole.
Very good.
Speedway.
Very nice.
I can go on, Jennifer.
Please don't.
Okay, I've been talking a lot, Jennifer. I think you need to take over.
I do. Tonight at the headquarters library at 7 o'clock, we're going to welcome back our old pal, Stan Newman, the Newsday, former Newsday crossword
I've never met him.
Editor. Oh, he's delightful. He's really delightful.
He's not my old pal.
He's going to do a 90-minute program introducing you to numerous techniques of mental calisthenics that don't involve puzzle solving. You'll learn how to employ them in making smarter decisions, build your creativity.
That do not involve or do involve?
They do not involve puzzle solving.
Oh.
You'll learn how to employ them to make smarter decisions, build your creativity, become a better shopper, and more. I guess like a lot of mnemonics and things like that. So that's tonight.
Are you going to be there?
I am.
Oh, you are?
I'm going to stay for some of it, yeah.
Good. I would highly suggest you need some brain calisthenics. Name one Elvis movie. Okay, two.
On Tuesday at headquarters, we have Eating Healthy on a Budget, presented by Horizon Blue Cross and Blue Shield at 2 p.m. Join us for an interactive presentation that discusses tips on how to buy fruits and vegetables at a low cost, how to plan home meals, and how to save money on food commonly consumed at home. And there'll be a registered nurse on site beginning at 1 p.m. for anyone interested in a blood pressure screening. Wednesday, August 22nd, the next day at 6:30 p.m.
What song were you just bumming there?
It's just...
Oh, it's just a thing?
Patsy Wang Iverson will be at our South County Branch Library, which is still... at 1432 Route 179, just north of Lambertville. She'll be there at 6:30 doing an origami workshop, so just drop in. Our movie on the big screen continues on August 23rd, next Thursday, Battle of the Sexes, the true story of the 1973 tennis match between world number one Billie Jean King and ex-champ and hustler Bobby Riggs.
You can stop any time, Jennifer.
Stop.
I don't want to. Like, people think I have a gun to your head here.
You do. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to sneeze.
Okay, I can go ahead and sneeze.
Oh, I just
turn your
say
microphone
also,
on.
On the 30th,
go ahead.
On Thursday the 30th is our adult summer reading club party.
I was just going to mention that.
Okay, so you mention it.
The summer reading clubs. Are you going to turn off your microphone and sneeze?
No, I'm good now. Thank you.
You probably hear it through my microphone anyway. The summer reading clubs are wrapping up. All the children's events, I believe, are done. And the adult summer reading club, as Jennifer just mentioned, has a year-end party on August 30th, 2018. Featuring an escape room. So if you were involved in the Adult Summer Reading Club, I highly suggest attending their year-end party. There'll be refreshments, games, laughs, camaraderie, all of that, Jennifer. You might make a new friend for life. It's happened.
It does.
Stranger things have happened.
With Patty Kerr, new friend for life.
What's that mean?
I met Patty Kerr at the Adult Summer
Reading Club. Oh, is that true? There you go, Jennifer. I was speaking rhetorically.
Metaphorically?
I
don't know. Rhetorically.
What's the right word?
Rhetorically is just in general.
It's not rhetorically.
Well, yeah, rhetorical if you look at
the adult, the HCL Amateur Photography Show, Jennifer. We are now accepting entries. The first 100 entries will be accepted. We do this every year for the last two decades plus. The entry deadline is Friday, September 29th, 2018. If you want an entry form, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the entry form right on our homepage. You click on that, it'll come up, fill it out, and then mail it into us or drop it off the library. You can also pick up entry forms at any of the county libraries. There's categories for adults and students and all different topics like Hunterdon County scene, floral, etc., etc. It says it all, Jennifer. On the entry form, there'll be an award ceremony because cash prizes will be awarded for first place in each category. There'll also be honorable mentions and other awards. The award ceremony will be on Wednesday, October 10th at 6:30 p.m. And there'll also be a Public's Choice Award when we hang the show up. The patrons of the library will vote for the favorite photos, and there'll be a cash award for that as well. So this is the HCL Amateur Photography Show every October at the Hunterdon County Library. If you're an amateur photographer, Jennifer, which I believe that since everybody has a phone on their camera, everyone is an amateur photographer.
Yes, even I.
And the quality of cell phone pictures now are just as good as any camera.
Oh, can I tell you, when I send people, I have a Samsung, and when I send people pictures, they can't believe
right. It
came from a tablet.
They're just as good.
Yeah.
So everyone's an amateur photographer. You took that picture, you were looking through your camera, goes, that's a great picture of Main Street or something. Print it out, frame it, and show your work to the masses at the Hunterdon County Library in October. The entry deadline, once again, Friday, September 28th. First 100 photographers will be accepted. It's 11:33 in 27 minutes. Jim Gano from Crown Trophy. We'll be on the air to talk about taking care of business, believe it or not, which we just talked about, Jennifer. Is Jim Gano part of the Memphis Mafia?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
But he's a local businessman. He has a lot of good tips about how to run your local business. And speaking of local businesses, Jennifer.
Speaking of.
Jim Gano also participates in our annual discounts with your Hunterdon County Library Card program. Would you like to talk about this, or you want me to talk about it?
If you give it to me, I can.
Here you go.
Thanks, Jim. Beginning in September, show your Hunterdon County Library Card or Flemington Free Public Library Card at any of these participating businesses and save money. And the flyers will be out in a couple weeks.
Okay, Jennifer, if you're going to read the businesses, I want you to really sell this.
Really sell the businesses.
And I might comment here or there.
All right, let's do stores and services, which is the largest category. Act 2 Books in Flemington. Buy one book, get another 50% off.
That's pretty good.
That is. And Michael is totally charming. He usually has cookies and coffee.
Is that over by Liberty Village?
It's on, right, correct. It's on Church Street in Turntable Junction.
Very good.
And on special days, he even has apple cider donuts from Delicious Orchards. Barclays Gourmet Marketplace on Main Street.
Why, because you bring them to him?
No, I don't. He has another store in Englishtown,
So
he's nearby. Barclays Gourmet Marketplace on Main Street, 10% off entire purchase, excluding food, and that's for your pets.
Don't give us the excluding parts.
Okay.
Sounds too negative.
The Book Garden in Frenchtown, 10% off most items. This one I really like. Burkitt Supply, that's a small appliance store in Flemington, 10% off major appliance repair, including parts and labor. I will be having my dryer looked at in September. Comic Fusion, 10% off one item, and that's in Turntable Junction as well. Ink Junction, which is on Route 12, 10% off a purchase of $60 or more. Fish and Pets Plus, one free betta fish. Freedom Art and Framing in Frenchtown, 50% off a framing job or 20% off one vintage item. Higgins News Agency, right on Main Street, will give you a free 12-ounce coffee. The Spinnery in Frenchtown will give you 10% off. Stowaway Self-Storage, 50% off your first month. Sunbeam General Store in Frenchtown, 15% off your purchase. Twice Told Tales, Moonstone Mystery Bookstore on Bloomfield Avenue, 10% off your entire purchase. And the Vintage Shop in Clinton, 10% off everything over $20. And that's valid all year. So that's a very good deal.
So this is how this is going to work. Starting September 1st, these lovely brochures will be available at the library and these local businesses and online through our webpage. Just get yourself a copy, leave it in your car, put it on your fridge, whatever you need to do to keep it handy. And then when you go out throughout the county and visit these businesses in September, just show your library card and you will receive these predetermined discounts, Jennifer. The one I'm going to be using quite often, of course, is Lone Eagle Brewing. $1 off your first pint, growler, or flight when you show up. One per visit, Jennifer, which technically if I drink it, then go out to the parking lot and come back in, it's another visit in my mind. I don't know if any court in the country would convict me of that one. So we'll talk more about this, but September's coming up quickly. So get ready to save with your Huntington County Library card and your Flemington Free Public Library card. They are an affiliated library located right across the street from this radio station. I'm looking at it right now, Jennifer.
I know, but I hear we're moving across the hall, so I don't know if we'll be able to see it next week.
There's windows in that room.
But are they too far?
You just got to turn your head slightly to the right, Jennifer, and it'll be right there.
Okie dokie. We'll see.
This building is some 4 blocks long.
It feels like it is.
We are, if you may not know, the Huntington County Chamber offices are located in the Large Mansion. The Large was a family name, doesn't have to do with the size of this building, Jennifer.
It's large, though.
It's not large, too large that you can't see the library from another room.
That's true.
And right on Main Street in Flemington, we've been here, I guess they've been here a couple of years now, and they've been redoing this beautiful old Flemington classic building. If you're ever going down Main Street Flemington, it's the big yellow one with the white pillars out front. Classic old Georgian. What's the architectural style, Jennifer?
I don't know.
Georgian?
I don't know if it's Georgian or Doric.
You don't know. Georgian. I think you need brain calisthenics. That's what I think.
Quite possibly. Beginning Monday, we're going to have a new feature on our website for our patrons. As you may or may not know, we have meeting rooms available for the public to book. And beginning on Monday, go to our website, hclibrary.us, and you will be able to click on the calendar and reserve meeting room space, request to reserve meeting room space.
And then you'll be able to do it yourself. And then
we will also be registering for events online.
And a little further down the road, Jennifer, will be a complete overhaul of our entire webpage. Webpage committee met yesterday for the first time. Got some great ideas. We're going to be stealing some ideas from other libraries' web pages, whatever works for us. So give us a couple months on that one, but maybe by the beginning of next year, I'm going to tentatively say that Huntington County Library will have a
brand spanking new web page.
Spanking brand new. What was I trying to say there, Jennifer? Web page that'll be easy to navigate. It's going to have all the best tools. It may be the best web page in the United States, if not the world.
Didn't we win an award many years ago?
We did win an award.
Yes.
Our library. Not the most recent version. The version before that won an award. We went down to Long Branch, New Jersey to accept it. I don't know where that award is now.
I think it's in the PR office.
It's like
office.
A plaque. We should hang those up.
Yes,
I used to win several awards, Jennifer.
I don't even remember what it
was. Decades
looks
like. Ago, I used to go for the awards, and I'd win them.
You have to submit them.
I stopped submitting them.
They don't just sit around and go, oh, I wish Jim Thatcher
The bookmarks won awards? What else won awards? I won some awards. And I got them hidden in a box somewhere. Maybe that'll help with my negotiations for my salary next time if I walk in with those draped around my neck or something.
Well, there you go.
What do you think?
There you go. So, discount with our library card month, back to that, the flyer's already on our website. So if you look at...
It's already on our webpage?
It is. It's on the
Oh, very good. Okay.
So you'll have it already.
Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break a little early because I have some trivia for Jennifer. And then Jennifer may or may not have something for me. We'll see.
Okay.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Gonneau will be in shortly.
It's enough talking about Jim Gonneau. Nice. This is the Library Show, Jennifer. We've mentioned him once. Does he ever mention us on his show?
He might.
Okay, I only have 10 questions for you, Jennifer. I thought I had more. But I do want to talk about one other thing before we do this.
Okay.
Our lectures and song series and our fall concerts.
Okay.
Now the summer is almost over.
That's
not
sad?
Almost over. Jennifer, summer's got a month plus left.
Does it make you sad?
That summer's almost over? Always.
Does it?
Though I like fall.
Do you
Why?
Feel regretful and wistful?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Just wondering.
Do I have something to regret?
I don't know.
Did I not do something this summer?
I don't know.
Do you feel regretful and wistful, Jennifer?
No, I'm just glad summer's over.
Isn't those two different things?
Yes.
How can you be both?
Well, you might be regretful that you for something you did or didn't do, and wistful that you had all these hopes.
I'm regretful.
The
you know what, Jennifer?
I know,
changed my mind. I'm very regretful right now. Lectures in song are Fred Miller, pianist, singer, narrator. Fred Miller afternoon concert series is back this fall, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. There's going to be 3 shows in October, November, and December. You'll do two shows of each, one at the North County Branch Library and one at the Hunterdon County Library. I'm just going to give you the topics now, Jennifer. For more information about any program or anything that Jennifer and I talk about on the radio show, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. If we're talking about events or a concert or a speaker, just click on the big word events in the bottom right-hand corner of the our webpage, hclibrary.us, and a page of all the flyers of all the concerts and programs will come up, and you just click on that for all the information you need to know to come to the library and see one of our shows. So Fred Miller, in October, he'll has a show called Cantare, Jennifer, the Italian presence in American popular song. And then in November, his topic is Cole Porter, the ultimate sophisticate of American popular song. Name one Cole Porter song.
Day and Night.
Very good. You knew that one.
It's lovely.
And American Christmas wraps it all up in December, Jennifer, the annual tradition to sing in the holidays. You won't want to miss this one. This is Fred Miller. And then we have our full fall concert schedule. We have two concerts per month between September and December at the Hunterdon County Library. Of course, we have other concerts at the North County Branch Library. But this is the Hunterdon County Library main branch schedule for this fall. On September 12th, we started off with Cuckoo Cachoo, a tribute to Simon and Garfunkel, on Wednesday, September 12th at 7 p.m. Jazz vocalist Rhonda Dene joins us on Wednesday, September 26th. All of these programs start at 7 p.m., Jennifer. A love affair with the movies. This is songs from the movies, Jennifer, with Francine and Joel. Wednesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. I'm going to stop saying at 7 p.m. now, okay?
Okay.
Have I driven that point home that everything starts at 7?
Yes.
Old time music with the Long Hill String Band. That'll be Wednesday, October 24th. The Healing Power of Music, Jennifer, with Matches Wind, Wednesday, November 7th. Jazz and Swing with Groove and Easy, big band tunes, Jennifer, Wednesday, November 14th. And then in December, Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet returns with A Jazz Holiday. This will be songs from the Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown Christmas, and some other jazz-infused holiday classics. That's Wednesday, December 5th. And then it all wraps up with the Hunterdon Harmonizers, the Barbershop Chorus Holiday Show on Wednesday, December 12th. All of these programs request that you tell us you're coming just in case it gets canceled. And we have limited space available, so the first 100 or so people that sign up will be welcome to join. You can sign up through our webpage, hclibrary.us, or you can call 908-788-1434. We'd love to see you there. Jennifer, are the Hunterdon Fiddle Club coming this year?
We have to wait until after Labor Day when they get back to school.
Okay, they're not in school yet. They've been spread to the four winds.
Yes.
The five winds.
Yes.
How many winds are there?
Four.
Is that a saying, spread to the four winds?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, do you have any other business we need to take care of before I ask you some trivia questions?
I think not.
The movies, no?
No. I want to thank HarperCollins, Chris Virginia, and Lainey.
Tell people how to access that podcast if they would like to hear what you talked about last week.
You could go to the Chamber's website, and there'll be links. You need to link to the show before ours.
Well, tell us what the show was about.
The HarperCollins Library Marketing Team does a library book buzz, and they graciously did one for our listeners and our viewers, actually. So it's on the Chamber's website. It's streamed live. I don't recommend watching that, though. I'm such a fidget, and I didn't realize it till I watched the streaming live. But if you go to hunterdonchamber.org and go to the radio show and then click on podcasts, and then you have to go to two different, because it was a two different, it was a 10 and 11. You have to click on Legends of Success to hear the first hour, and then the library show to hear the second hour. And that was August 9th, but it was a lot of fun, and I hope to be able to do it again, either with HarperCollins or maybe Macmillan or one of the other publishers. Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer. So this is the podcast. It was a two-hour podcast.
It was.
So all the books coming up in October, they're really, and I don't read, Jennifer, and I was actually getting excited about a couple of the books.
You were, and you remembered one of them.
The Big Fella, was it called?
Yes.
The Story of Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Supposedly some new information comes to light in that book, Jennifer. But that's one of my favorite genres. So when I do read Jennifer, I read biographies.
That's good.
Is it? Are you just patronizing me?
I am not. No, it's good to have a favorite genre. Did you give
now me? I know you're patronizing me.
I am
me
not.
Because you don't have a favorite genre, do you, Jennifer?
I don't.
New York set mysteries of the 1940s.
No. No, did you give your wife those two titles, the two Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton?
Yes, I did. She was very appreciative.
One's a novel and one's a biography.
Oh, that she wrote?
No, that's an autobiography if she wrote it.
Okay, Jennifer. I can feel us running out of gas here.
All right, let's do the trivia.
I can feel.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay, I just got 10 general trivia questions for you. I thought I had 20.
Ten's probably all my simple little brain can handle today.
Unless you can look up 10 real quick or something. Okay, Jennifer. What state? Start you off with a little geography. What U.S. state?
Oh, that's pretty funny because I was just talking to one of the library trivia team members today. And she's like, I'm not good with states. But that's the good thing about a trivia team.
Oh, then maybe they told you some of these.
No, they didn't.
Because this is probably from
We were talking about Myrtle Beach.
You were talking about Myrtle Beach? What state is Myrtle Beach in?
South Carolina.
Okay. Well, at least you know that.
Okay.
What state is directly above Illinois?
Michigan.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
It's Wisconsin.
Indeed.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go to the ad world for question two. What beverage wants you to obey your thirst?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
That's their tagline, Jennifer.
Yeah, but it's probably a modern-day tagline.
It is. Sprite.
Sprite.
What Supreme Court justice? You'll get this one, Jennifer. Has a movie about their life being released later this year.
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's is out right now.
No, there's a documentary about Ruth Bader Ginsburg out right now, but there's a full-fledged Hollywood blockbuster coming out about a Supreme Court justice this December, and I believe it stars the girl who was in Rogue One, one of my favorite movies, as a young Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Really?
Mm.
I didn't realize it was a feature film about her.
Yeah. You were right. Indirectly, it is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Hmm.
What is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Greece.
Greece isn't an island.
It's a nation. Crete. Cyprus. I don't know.
Sicily.
Really?
Sicily. Yes. Have you heard of that one, Jennifer?
I have. I didn't realize it was the biggest
one. I gave you the answer to this accidentally at the beginning of the show. Let's see if you're listening to me, Jennifer. Babe Ruth made it to the World Series 7 times.
False.
With the New York Yankees. How many of those did they win?
Oh, 4.
False. Oh, Jennifer, I have a Star Wars question for you. Any chance?
Very little, but let's give it a shot.
Which Star Wars movies open and crawl? Now, you know Star Wars movies open with thing and then the words go into space.
Yes, I actually use...
Which one of the Star Wars movies is the first sentence of the opening crawl this? Luke Skywalker has vanished. I'll even accept just the number, Jennifer.
7.
You're right. How did you know that? Did you just guess?
No, A New Hope.
A New Hope is 4.
4? Oh, I actually
all
just...
All right, you should have just...
I actually just used In a Galaxy Far, Far Away today.
Did you? Mm-hmm. You're very topical. Since 1873, Jennifer, Heineken beer... Do I want to speed this up? Yeah. Heineken beer has been brewed in what country?
Germany.
That's incorrect.
Belgium.
Incorrect.
Don't know.
Netherlands. Or Holland.
Holland.
Netherlands. Either one. Is it Netherlands, Holland?
Aren't
they the same thing?
They are.
Why are they the same thing?
I don't know.
When you live there, what do you call your country?
I don't know.
If I lived in the Netherlands, do I call it the Netherlands or do I call it Holland?
I don't know.
It's a little confusing, Jennifer.
I would think so.
Okay, Jennifer, let's move on. On June 23rd, how many people became trapped in a cave in Thailand and were all eventually rescued?
13.
Very good. 12 soccer players and their coach.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're coming back from a soccer tournament. Were you ever a soccer coach? No. And
how do you know that?
I don't think you were. It's never come up in conversation, and I've known you 25 years. You say, oh, look, kids, there's a cave. Let's go inside.
Well, it was a popular tourist cave. But you weren't supposed to go there during the raining season, which started the next day or something
right?
like that. You think that guy got in trouble for doing that?
Should have.
All right, Jennifer, here's an interesting question.
Okay, they're all interesting, Jim.
Thank you. Who was the first U.S. president to sport a mustache while in office?
Lincoln had a beard, but I don't believe he had a mustache.
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm telling you. Grover Cleveland.
Is incorrect. So you're right about Lincoln. Before then, most presidents had big sideburns
right.
or beards. But until Ulysses S. Grant became president, no one had a mustache.
Speaking of Ulysses Grant, we're having the Ulysses Grant impersonator back, I believe, October 2nd.
We are. Why am I just hearing about this?
It's on the calendar. You signed the purchase order.
Did I?
Yeah.
You didn't do the purchase order yet, did you?
Yeah.
What's the gentleman's name? That's a good program. I'm glad you're doing that.
It's Grant. He's doing a grant and his interactions with Lincoln.
We have to book the Walter Horoszewski program, by the way, for next year. I promised him.
Because
he's judging. So that's the kind of the trade-off. And finally, one more question, Jennifer. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his cap, and called it macaroni.
Right.
Yankee Doodle keep it up. Yankee Doodle dandy. Blank, 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 blank.
Mind the music. Wait, as your blanks are messing me up.
Good.
Yankee Doodle went to London riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, mind the music and your steps and keep the girls handy or something.
Very close. I'll count that correct. Mind the music and the
steps.
And with the girls be handy. Very good.
That could get you in trouble these days. It could land you in the Me Too movement.
Would the girls be handy? Being handy with the girls is frowned upon now?
Well, I believe it's frowned upon now. And what is frowned upon now is the end of the library.
No, I think being handsy with the girls is frowned upon.
So thank you for listening. Jim Gano is outside waiting to come in. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Music legend Aretha Franklin is dead at 76, passing away just days after her family disclosed that she was battling cancer and was at home under hospice care.
What you want?
Born in 1942, she sang gospel before starting her mainstream career at 18. She was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. Again, Aretha Franklin was 76. Deliberations are going on now in Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud case. The former Trump campaign chairman, facing more than a dozen charges of fraud and money laundering, stemming from the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off.
Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I wanted to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.